Today, a top music distributor is launching a new pricing scheme. It's aimed at enticing more people to buy more music on the internet. NPR's Laura Seidel reports.
When Apple first started iTunes, there was one price, 99 cents. Then it changed to three prices, $69.99 and $1.29. Prashant Bahadur thinks if they charge less, they could sell more music.
There might be songs which have never sold for a year. Can we get some movement on those particular songs or albums?
Bahadur is the VP of retail marketing at The Orchard, a wholesaler of music tracks to online retailers like iTunes and Amazon. It has a catalog of over a million songs. Artists range from Elton John to Cab Calloway. The Orchard tries to figure out how much to charge for music. Too much and people won't buy it. Too little and no one makes a profit.
We use our science to systematically decrease the price.
Jan Eglin is the CEO of Diginex. Today, The Orchard announced a deal with the company.
We find the exact moment and the exact price that the people are willing to pay. That's the sweet spot.
Diginex has an algorithm. They plug in a bunch of numbers, such as how many songs are being sold and how often they sell. Then it calculates how much to charge. Diginex did an online experiment with their technology. They were surprised by what people bought.
Interestingly, they really didn't buy the top-selling music. What they did was to fill their libraries up with older things that they could buy a lot cheaper.
Some of the music was priced as low as 35 cents a pop. In 2 days, they sold 35,000 tracks. They did have big hits on the site.
Gotta leave town, got another appointment.
I can't say the name of this hit song by Jet on the radio, but it was another big surprise in Diginex's test. Fans paid $1.29 for this song, even when they could have gone to another site and paid less. Eglin says that means people will stick with an online seller if it has a variety of prices and music.
Where they can get old stuff and experiment with some very low prices, that if you have some new music that is by well-known popular artists, they're willing to pay more money for it.
What Diginex is doing is what economists like USC's Professor Joseph Nunez call dynamic pricing. He says economists and retailers have been trying to nail this for years.
We know on hot days people drink more, so if a supermarket could rush out and change the price of their soda very quickly, they would.
Dynamic pricing is easier online because no one has to go change the tags on every item in the store. However, dynamic pricing can sometimes tick off consumers, especially with music, because price increases will be driven by demand, not the actual cost of making the product.
The buzz on the internet will become how this firm is actually changing prices, not because there's some cost change and they're just trying to maintain profits, but because they're trying to increase profits at the expense of the consumer.
The new pricing scheme will start in 3 weeks. The way you might see the new pricing scheme on a site like iTunes is that prices will move between the three tiers based on Diginex's algorithm. Diginex will offer up new price recommendations weekly. For Diginex, this is just the beginning. Now that the internet has made dynamic pricing easier, they hope eventually to apply their technology to everything from concert tickets to shoes. Laura Seidel, NPR News.